This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A busy couple of days in Kansas City, but I've made it back safely, and I met a lot of great people while I was gone and learned several new things about farm broadcasting. One person I had a chance to talk with was Jeff Swanhorse, the Chief Credit Officer for Agribank. Agribank is an affiliate of Farm Credit Illinois, and we discussed the affiliation between the two and also what the ag lending landscape looks like.
Agribank is one of four farm credit banks in the U.S., and Agribank itself, our primary focus is funding farm credit associations that are in the 15-state territory that we cover, from North Dakota to Ohio and all the way south to Arkansas, and of course, Illinois is right in the middle of all that. And our direct connection with them, of course, is we fund the farm credit associations. But conversely, those 17 farm credit associations actually are the owners of Agribank because we're organized as a cooperative.
Okay. In some of the things that you're involved with, you're involved with the ag economy and, of course, lending. But as we all know, commodity prices have been lower this year. What can we say as far as an outlook on those prices? What do we see in the future?
Yeah, great question. And there's 100 people here, there will be 100 opinions, but I'll give you mine. I really expect that we're going to be in a price environment similar to this, maybe a little higher over the next 5 years. I don't think that we're going to have a major commodity price move upward to essentially, you know, solve the problems with the tight margins in crop agriculture right now. And again, there could be very significant events like a major drought here in North America or in South America that could change that issue or change that price situation for a couple years. But again, with our situation, and I really don't see massive increases in ethanol production that use corn or anything else that'll materially improve our exports, even though there will be incremental improvements, I'm sure. I don't see anything that breaks us out of this price environment for a number of years.
Well, that might not be what we were looking to hear, but it's honest truth, and sometimes markets are down. Now, kind of switching gears from commodities to land values, you had mentioned that you deal a lot with ag lending, especially for land. What's the outlook on those values?
Yeah, great question. The farm credit associations that we fund are the ones that are lending to farmers to buy agriculture land. And there's a lot of that that goes on in the 15 states that I referenced. And as far as outlook, under the assumption that we are going to be in this price environment for multiple years, and that's my expectation during this next 5 years, I believe we will have some softening in land values during this next 5 years. You know, and in reality, the last multiple years, the last 10 to 15 years, we've had a really good run in agriculture, you know. And now again, the last couple of years, it's really softened as far as income levels, etc. But I don't know how to say it any other way than it's almost like we need to have some level of correction because things have been almost too good the last 10 or 15 years.
As far as lending goes, have you seen an increase in ag lending for land lately, or what do you think going into 2016?
I wouldn't say there's been an increase in lending against ag real estate, but there continues to be quite a few sales going on, and a lot of those we will end up involved in as far as lending against the land when a purchase is made by a farmer. And we do expect growth in our loan portfolio over the next 3 to 5 years, but it's going to be, I believe, a muted growth rate from where we've been the last 10 years, as an example.
As far as demographics go with farmers, speaking of age, is the age group that you're working with mostly younger, older farmers? What's the typical person you work with?
Yeah, great question. It's the whole range. It can be a 20-year-old farmer that's just getting started, and it might be a 70-year-old farmer that might have a little real estate debt yet or something, and it's everything in between. And in addition to that, it's everything from a very small part-time farmer that may work in town and has some acreage and raises some cattle, or it might be a very large farmer that's operating in multiple states. So we don't have any, it's hard to really put a name on what the typical borrower is, because it's the whole range in agriculture.
Well, is there anything that we've missed that you'd like to add about AgriBank or Farm Credit?
Maybe one point I'd make is that what I really see this environment we're in is I'll call it an agriculture efficiency cycle, whereby with this price environment we're in and the expectation that it's going to continue, there needs to be a lot of things done by farmers. And again, most farmers are pretty good entrepreneurial people, and they need to do things in the next 3 to 5 years to bring their cost per bushel of production down. And that's what I really see happening in the next 3 to 5 years in this crop agriculture that we all work in.
Once again, that was Jeff Swanhorst, Executive Vice President and Chief Credit Officer for AgriBank. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.